Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when I am willing to take on, finally, very directly, two of the most heated, the most consequential, the most profound ideological disagreements that are out there, one of which involves whether the earth, in fact, is a sphere, whether it is round or whether it is frankly flat. Increasing numbers of Americans believe the earth is flat. Why is that? Well, that brings us to the other controversy, which we take on from time to time, but we're going to take it on very directly today. Is it a good idea for people to enjoy widespread and low-cost legalized pot? Does that help make us happier, healthier, better? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about three big movies that are released today. The biggest of the big, which is sure to be a number one film in terms of its popularity, is Tom Cruise's latest Mission Impossible film. This is called Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. And does Part 1 work without Part 2, which is still under production? It's been shot, it's now being edited, it's coming soon. Does Part 1 work? We will give you the true story on that, plus two star-studded art films, one of which is almost worth seeing, and it's about miracles, and miracles involving the cathedral at Lourdes. But that is another story. We will get to those films to review. First up, we do have, given that it is Friday after the 4th of July, two different Call of the Week classics that make a very, very important point.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner.
Well, the winner is first a collage from July of 2010. Honest to goodness, I can't believe that we're talking about 13 years ago, but we are. I had been arguing with people about the legalization of marijuana, and we had a deluge of calls eloquently, passionately defending the benefits of pot. Listen.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, Jay. Are you a marijuana enthusiast?
I am a longtime marijuana smoker. I don't smoke every day, but I do smoke with some regularity.
It makes you stupid. No denying, no doubt.
First, I would like to refute your claim that all marijuana enthusiasts are stupid. I'm a regular marijuana user. I do not believe that it affects my intelligence.
How long have you been using?
Regularly for 3 years.
Okay, just wait.
Hi, how are you doing today, Michael?
Very well.
So, I was disagreeing with you there, right? I was
it's
calling it
Thursday, but that's about. Okay.
Okay, I
know. Let's agree that it's Thursday.
No, I support the legalization of it for a couple different reasons. And then the other aspect that, it's a plant that was, that's naturally grown. People that are users,
I forgot to say the last time I was on the radio, thanks for visiting Sheridan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love Sheridan. I love visiting Sheridan.
Yeah, I like Seattle, too. I've been out there a couple times. I think people ought to do whatever they want to their own bodies. I believe in what Ronald Reagan said. Do you remember what he said?
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
I think you're wrong on the legalization of drugs for several reasons.
Go.
Yep. You're wrong on the legalization of drugs.
I know you said that. You're having a flashback.
I use the gateway drug water, and now I'm hooked on root beer.
Uh-huh.
And it's running into a lot of
And that's
money.
The only drug you use is root beer?
Yeah. Anyway, I think free
that.
People ought to be able to do what they want to themselves.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
And then there was another collage of callers who called it on Conspiracy Day. And that was in 2018, 8 years later from the first collage of phone calls. Could it be that the very liberal, you'll pardon the expression, use of marijuana helped to promote the flat earth conspiracy believers? Listen.
The flat earth conspiracy theory? You know, that may be the truth.
And if you look at the origin of this, they found an edge.
You believe the Earth is not a globe. It's not round.
I believe that there is no curvature measurable anywhere, and that people are not upside down underneath us. Operation Fishbowl, they found a dome.
I'm going to cover this town with a dome!
And then ever since then, NASA was created and has the public thinking up, not out.
Houston, we have a problem.
NASA is getting you to try and believe in CGI planets.
That's a good story.
Why do you believe that every scientist in the world is lying about this?
I believe that they may have, you know, they may be confused. I do not feel that we are on a spinning ball.
What do you think marks the edge of the Earth?
It's all surrounded by one big polar ice cap.
Well, why can't you fly past it?
You can fly past it.
You can?
There's nothing but
Into utter emptiness. In other words, if you fly...
It's just solid. At that point, you're too far away from the sun.
It's science.
What's the deal with the other planets?
I don't know what's going on out in space.
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
Why can't, with this technology, why can't somebody go out in space and show me a video?
They have. What do you think those things are up there in the sky? Are they pancakes or are they balls?
I mean, if people really look up there at what planets are with the P900 camera, they can zoom in, and it looks like they're right there behind water, like it says in the Bible.
The planets are behind. The planets are behind water,
just like it says in the Bible.
How is it possible that people fly around the world?
Well, they're not really flying around the world.
What are they doing?
I was running.
Why do you believe this?
Just because I've seen proof that could be correct.
What proof? Can you cite for me anyone with any education at all who actually believes this to be true?
Sure. I mean, now with the internet and all that.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
People can look into this more, and there's Facebook.
And you believed it?
Yeah. I can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
They're not all whack jobs. I mean,
yes, they are. Okay, are you teaching your kids this stuff?
No.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
And with that, hallelujah, to get more edification on the theory of the flat earth, that actually is something that came up in that a series of interchanges that I had actually forgotten about, which it seems to me is very persuasive, is, okay, we can actually look at the planets in our solar system. We have pretty good views of them with telescopes, and they are definitely round. They are definitely spheres. So do they believe that the solar system is basically all these 8, or if you want to not count Pluto, all these 7 other spherical bodies in space, and then there's a pancake that's sort of in between Mars and Venus? What sense does that make? You can become a MedHead Plus member. You have access to all of these gems, the whole Call of the Week connection, plus the entire history library, which is still on sale for one more day. Give it a try at MichaelMedvedHistoryStore.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a little bit of follow-up. There is more news about the death of conspiracy cult leader Michael Protzmann, who died at age 60 after dirt bike crash injuries. He had assured his followers that JFK would reappear, coming back from the dead. There are also followers of his who believe that he was JFK in disguise. And Protzman ultimately claimed to his followers that he was in direct contact with President Trump and that the former president was JFK Jr. in disguise. He was actually not the son of Fred Trump. He was the son of John F. Kennedy. Protzman has been pictured at numerous Trump rallies over the past few years. Despite a medical examiner's document provided to Vice News, Protzman's followers have disputed the report of his death, claiming that it is all part of his big plan. If that was the plan that God had for him, I know that everything is going to be revealed soon, Shelley Mullinax, one of Protzman's earliest followers, said. She had a falling out with him and group members last year. Mullinax went as far as to claim that the person who died was just one version of Michael Protzman, the evil version. She wildly claims that the good version of Protzman, who is really John F. Kennedy Jr. in disguise, not Trump, it's Protzman, that he is still alive. Yet several of Protzman's family members have confirmed the news of it. Now, there were literally the followers on the Internet who sent in money and contributions, there were more than 100,000 who believed this stuff. And that's what you get when you read it. At this moment of time, it is unbelievable to me. The New York Post has a headline, Nazis seen waving swastika flags. Where? Outside multiple Georgia synagogues. A group of neo-Nazis brandished swastika flags and other anti-Semitic propaganda outside multiple Georgia synagogues over the weekend. Several members of the hate group Goyim Defense League were pictured outside Chabad Lubavitch of Cobb County in the Atlanta suburb of Marietta on Saturday. Member of Chabad of Cobb County, which is the congregation, one of the congregations that was picketed by flag-waving Nazis, this was the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I hope it continues to be the most frightening. I am shocked, absolutely shocked to see this here. When I see the amount of ignorance out there and some of the truths that they are promoting, it is just frightening the level of inaccurate knowledge that there is. Yes, that's true. There are people who believe the earth is flat. The leader of the Goyim Defense League, who was named John Minadeo II, was arrested a day earlier in Macon, Georgia, after he continued shouting obscenities through a bullhorn, even though authorities had asked him to stop, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The displays of hate in Macon, Georgia, had prompted hundreds of people to gather at Temple Beth Israel on Saturday to show their solidarity with the Jewish community, far outnumbering the 10 or so people behind the hateful demonstration. This congregation was established in 1859, and we've never had this happen. We're more grateful for the response than we are saddened by the actions of these few people who came out from out of town and brought hate to Macon. They have a bunch of pictures, and the Nazi flags are more elegantly presented than the people themselves. This does not look like a race of Übermensch. This does not look like super people. And then there is another. It's one of those totally unbelievable stories, but it's worth reporting, and people should take some lessons from it, it seems to me. 85 years ago, this is from the New York Times, Munich's main synagogue was demolished on direct orders from Adolf Hitler, a terrible harbinger of the destruction to come. The synagogue was among the first Jewish places of worship to be destroyed in Hitler's Germany. 5 months later, the Nazis organized countrywide pogroms and laid waste to most of the country's Jewish synagogues, as well as Jewish cultural institutions and businesses. The Munich main synagogue was lost to history, or so it seemed, but this week, during a project to refurbish old underwater infrastructure, a construction crew found pieces of the synagogue in a river 5 miles from where it once stood in Munich. The discovery was a shock, but a joyful one for Munich's current Jewish community. The items construction workers found, including columns and a large piece of the synagogue's Torah shrine, they say, which I guess is the Aron Kodesh, the Ark of the Covenant, were 15 to 25 feet below the surfaces of the Isar River at a site south of Munich. The building's remnants were used as landfill material when workers rebuilt an underwater structure after flooding in 1956. I knew the imposing building as a child before it was torn down, and I never thought that parts of it could ever have survived the destruction, much less for them to resurface almost a century later, said Charlotte Knobloch, who was president of the Jewish community of Munich and Upper Bavaria, in an email. And again, here, the photos are remarkable. Before 1938, nearly every significant German town had a synagogue. Most of these temples were destroyed in November 1938 during the pogroms known as Kristallnacht. The few that survived were spared because they were too close to buildings owned by non-Jews to be demolished by the Nazis. It's extraordinary. This is within the memory of living people. It's almost beyond belief. My mother lived till she was 9 and remembers very fondly her synagogue in Bad Homburgsburg, Germany. Since the war, there's actually been a new synagogue put in Bad Homburgsburg, which is a suburb of Frankfurt. But the idea of finding these pieces of destruction, and then that people want to bring back any aspect of the memory of the Nazis. I mean, you can make jokes about it, and you have the producers, Springtime for Hitler. But the fact that there are hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who still believe that the Holocaust was a fraud, who still believe that Hitler had the right idea, who still express admiration for Hitler. Honestly, we have a guest coming on Monday, a political scientist who says our two-party political system isn't working, and the only fix is more parties. Does that mean we need a renewed Nazi party, too, to go along with the people with the Nazi flags in front of a whole series of synagogues in Georgia? We will get to that and the latest on Cocaine Gate coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The discovery of a cocaine-filled baggie in the west wing of the White House is bringing up security concerns.
This was cocaine in a bag. Next time, you could have another substance.
Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee. The San Antonio Democrat plans to demand answers about what changes are being made. The baggie was found in a cubby near the executive entrance. That's the same floor as a situation room and a dining area. Intense heat is pushing the mercury dangerously high from the southwest to the southeast. Heat-related warnings and advisories are in effect for southern Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of Texas. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 187 points to 33,734. S&P 500 shed 12 points to 43,98. NASDAQ fell 18 points, 13,660. Dave Collins, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, recommending that you take a look at the Newsweek website today, because there is a great column about the fantasies about third parties which cannot conquer constitutional realities. It's my column, and I'm proud of it. I actually engage in a back and forth with Andrew Yang, you remember him, who was in the process of launching a new party, the Forward Party, that has gone absolutely nowhere. In any event, you can check that out. It's at it's actually included in our newsletter that's going out today to all MedHead members and other people. You can subscribe free to the newsletter at michaelmedved.com. And also, there is another piece in Newsweek that I wanted to call to your attention, which completely, it seems to me, undermines one of the bits of conventional wisdom. And the bits of conventional wisdom are that right now the Republican Party is closed-minded, it is cultish, it is basically something that won't even hear another point of view, it is filled with hatred and resentment and trusting only their own, etc., etc. The headline here is Republicans more open to dating someone with different views than Democrats. And a higher proportion of Republicans than Democrats would consider dating someone with opposing political views, according to a new survey conducted exclusively for Newsweek. The poll found 74% of those who voted for Donald Trump in 2020 would either absolutely or maybe be willing to date someone with rival politics, versus 71% of 2020 Joe Biden voters. Okay, so it's close, but it still shows that the idea that Republicans are more closed-minded when it comes to personal life than Democrats is simply not true. It comes amidst ongoing concern over the level of political division in the United States, with research published by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in 2022 concluding America has chronically pernicious levels of polarization. I think that's true. But asked whether they would be willing to consider dating someone who holds opposing political views to you, 29% of Trump 2020 voters replied yes, absolutely, with another 45% for yes, maybe, and only 25% who said no, not at all. For Biden 2020 voters, there were 29% who said no, not at all. And it seems to me that's partially because for many people on the left, particularly the extreme left, the liberalism, as it's called, has become a substitute religion. It's something that you believe in. And by the way, a lot of these conspiracy theories are the same thing. People who don't believe that the advocate who said that John F. Kennedy Jr. is really disguised as Donald Trump, that they're the same person. I mean, and now you can't believe that the guy who was preaching that and making great money on it, Michael Protzman, can't believe he's dead. Meanwhile, there is some agreement. Even MSNBC agrees that it's hard to believe that the Secret Service cannot figure out who brought cocaine to the White House. Listen, this is clip four.
And we have been told political by Secret Service folks for days that we may never know who is the person who left this behind, dropped it, it fell out their bag, threw it away, whatever the case may be, which, you know, you talk to folks who used to work in the White House. They find that a little hard to believe. There are a lot of cameras everywhere in this White House. And so they're hopeful that that cleans it up. But this is not a White House that wants to have any conversation about cocaine, where it was, for obvious reasons. It's not a good look for any White House, but especially this one with all the conspiracy theories that are surrounding this issue and the cocaine get, I guess, as some folks have been calling it online.
Okay, and he didn't mention the name of Hunter Biden, but obviously that's part of the fascination with this particular issue. I am fascinated by the cleanup that has been going on in south of downtown, this ahead of the All-Star Game, which is coming up. It's in Seattle this year. And Como News reported ahead of the All-Star Game next week, and even though the Seattle mayor says it's just incidental, reported very encouragingly about this cleanup. This is clip number 9.
I can come out here and I'm not harassed. I'm not smelling urine. I'm not smelling feces. I don't have people wandering in my building and stealing stuff. I don't have to deal with drug use in my parking lot.
You think they're going to come back?
They always come back.
As we were driving around 3rd Avenue South, we saw an unidentified crew leaving eco blocks where the RVs once were. The concrete blocks will make it harder for large vehicles to park here. Will this all last? That's an unanswered question. We brought that question to Soto Business Improvement Area Executive Director Aaron Goodman, who routinely speaks with city leaders.
Is this just for show? When the national crowds go home and the national TV cameras are turned off?
I don't think so. Like I said, this encampment wasn't there 2.5 weeks ago, and it was there 3 weeks before that. So what I see is a cleanup in the regular cycle of doing cleanups. And I don't see that stopping.
However, there is a planned protest by those against the cleanups on All-Star Game Day, hoping to disrupt the events. Here's what Mayor Bruce Harrell had to say about that.
You know, I don't discuss specific tactics or ways by which we implement our policies, but we've been preparing for months and months on any kind of activity, and we'll make sure our plans address that kind of opposition.
How does the city keep this area clean?
Accountability. You can't. There has to be consequences for your actions.
There have to be some consequences for your actions. I mean, if they can clean up, and by the way, it was inspiring. There were actually hundreds of people who came out as volunteers to pick up trash and to clean up trash around the stadium. And the idea that because you have the two stadiums that are right there for the Seahawks and for the Mariners, the idea that they can't, as a city, prevent homeless encampments and public urination, and I know that the state of California is considering eliminating rules against public urination or defecation as a means of reparations. By the way, I think that even to say these things together is racist. It's awful. But it's also awful that again, you have to wait for a big international event like the All-Star Game, which does include a pitcher, Luis Castillo, and a couple of replacement players who are coming from the Mariners. It should be a wonderful occasion. I remember the 2001 All-Star Game, which was part of a magical season for the Mariners, where they won 116 games, breaking records. And may we actually win this other particular game about basically cleaning up the city, which is so fundamental and so necessary and so extraordinary. Meanwhile, extraordinary films featuring Tom Cruise, who had unbelievable success with his Maverick film, the Top Gun sequel. And now he's back with another very successful series, the seventh Mission Impossible film, and the one that's second to last. How do we know? Because it's called Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. That and The Miracle Club and The Lesson, all coming up for review on The MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVET and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. And wishing you a very, very wonderful weekend. Maybe it feels a little bit like a holiday weekend because of the carryover from the 4th of July. All the more reason to celebrate all the gifts we receive as Americans, which are so extraordinary. One of the gifts are we can either go to the movies or not. And so the question becomes, when Hollywood comes out with one of the biggest movies of the year featuring one of the biggest stars in history, Tom Cruise, do you go or not to the new Mission Impossible? The latest from Hollywood. Okay, first up, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, of course, stars Tom Cruise and some of his colleagues from the Mission Impossible Force, or the Impossible Mission Force, are back. Simon Pegg is very likable and vulnerable. Ving Rhames is an all-knowing and the best friend of Ethan Hunt, the main character. And in this particular Mission Impossible, they find a new compatriot, a new helper, played by Haley Atwell, who's very good. Rebecca Ferguson is back. Vanessa Kirby is back. There are repeat cast members. This one is about some fatal gizmo. It's very much like the big new Indiana Jones film. It all turns around this one machine, but this is not a machine for doing magical, mystical things. It's a machine for simply blowing up the world and ruining civilization as we know it. And the only way to overcome that is with some truly spectacular stunts and some very elaborate and occasionally confusing plot points. Listen.
This mission of yours is gonna cost you dearly.
The world is changing. Truth is vanishing. War is coming.
It's been a long time, friend. No idea the power I represent. It knows your story and how it ends.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
Okay, and they don't accept that because there will be one more movie. This is called Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Part 2, they're dealing with some of the same bad guys. Look, there are some elaborate stunts here that are astonishing. There is Tom Cruise riding off a cliff on a motorcycle and apparently using a parachute successfully. The insurance for Tom Cruise for some of the stunts must have been a very, very big production expense. The film, of course, is too long, but unlike the Indiana Jones film, it really keeps you with it because the timing and the acting, and particularly the chase scenes and the stunt work of all different kinds, is particularly absorbing and quite remarkable. There is a train sequence, as there was in the Indiana Jones film, that is deeply memorable. The characters appear too briefly to create any kind of depth of emotion, particularly, but I think we're already enough bound to the Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise character to make this film work. 3 stars for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. It's rated PG-13, of course, for some sinister elements and violence, but what's striking about this is that Tom Cruise can play an admirable, dedicated, heroic figure so effectively and sympathetically, which he does again and again. I actually look forward to seeing the next Mission Impossible film. It'll be tough for them to top some of the stunts. A very different film is The Lesson, and this is shockingly similar in plot to an American film that nobody saw. This is a European film, American film called The Tutor. And the basic setup is a recent star graduate of Oxford, played by Daryl McCormick, who is a former male model who was part of that Emma Thompson film, Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, playing a gigolo who is renting his services to Emma Thompson. This time he plays a young man who gets a job as a tutor for a troubled family of a literary legend, played by Richard E. Grant, and his enigmatic French wife, played by Julie Delpy. The interaction among these 4 people, including the son, listen. Listen. This is
so you're my tutor.
Your father.
He's the most revered writer in the country.
My husband, the subject of your thesis. You're not here for him. So don't talk about his work. Don't talk about Felix. Follow those rules and you should be fine.
You know Liam's a writer too. I've seen the novel. It's actually quite good.
You know you're not the first.
There have been incidents in the past.
When you said I wasn't the first, what did you mean?
Okay, one of the things that is a real problem with this film is all of the characters are despicable. You hate them all. And when you have no one in a film to root for, to wish well to, it's kind of difficult to sit through it. The performance by Richard E. Grant playing this troubled literary titan who now is reduced to stealing the work of others, that is actually so much telegraphed that you know it's coming. It doesn't come as a huge surprise. There is a deep, dark family secret that is exposed later. The film is rated R. There are some fairly graphic sex scenes and scenes invoking violence and suicide. 2 stars for The Lesson. The one lesson you have to take home is if you're going to create an intimate movie like this, give us somebody to root for, maybe. The Miracle Club certainly does that. This is a movie starring some truly remarkable actresses, Laura Linney, Maggie Smith, who you know, and Kathy Bates, a whole bunch of Oscar nominees and Oscar winners there. Laura Linney plays an American who comes from a small town in Ireland that she revisits upon the death of her mother, and then gets involved with going on a pilgrimage to the cathedral at Lourdes, where miracles really have been documented to happen. Listen.
My mother is dead. I'm in a place I swore I would never come back to.
Great to have her back.
Marvelous.
You're coming to Lourdes.
Who's going to have to do the cooking and the cleaning?
Not me, I can tell you. That's your job.
What'll I do on me own?
I'll be back before you know it.
Welcome to Lourdes.
Here's I am sharing with you.
Why did you leave?
Leave? I was banished, Eileen.
I loved you, and you left. And dad, you came home. Can you ever forgive me?
Okay, it's an emotional film. It is beautifully acted. Some of the way that an Irish small town is portrayed is extremely touching. In fact, it's sentimental. But the film is warm-hearted. And Maggie Smith, by the way, is a real possibility for yet another Oscar nomination. And again, the film, does it provide any potent surprises? Well, basically, there is a dark secret in the past, which bit by bit by bit you get to hear about. This is not a miracle of cinema, but it is a touching film that I think most people who give it the time to breathe will enjoy. It's rated PG-13. With some adult references, 2.5 stars, it's playing in theaters, The Miracle Club. Coming up on Monday, there is a fascinating YouGov poll that every Republican running for president ought to pay attention to. They ask people for various countries, do you think that country X is a friend or an enemy? When it comes to Russia, what do people think? And this should really shape part of what is happening in the campaign for the presidency by the GOP candidates. Meanwhile, the two-party system is hopelessly broken, says Lee Drutman, political scientist. He'll be joining us. He believes that it's a time for a multi-party democracy in America. How would that work? We will talk about it. And half of U.S. pet owners say their pets are as much a part of their family as a human member. Also, about half of Americans say the best age for U.S. president is how old exactly? We will answer all these questions and much more coming up Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.